Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Now
on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
4:11, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Afternoon, everybody. Chris Bryan and Austin Bryce with you on Thursday afternoon. Got another interesting show today. Coming up at 5:12 this afternoon, we will welcome in Mike Wood from the Pensacola Police Department. And why is he probably the most important guy around this community? He's got the information on the parade parking and traffic updates for tomorrow night's I guess the Illumination Parade, if you will.
Yeah.
The Lighted Parade. And then on Saturday's Grand Parade rolling at 2 o'clock, in which please look for us in that parade. Hey, we're the good guys in red.
Yeah.
You should see the whole bunch of yellow going by. You'll notice the good guys in red. And we are going to have a great time on Saturday. Really ready for that one. Okay, getting ready here. Stocks ending down. I wanted to get you updated on terms of the financials this afternoon. As NVIDIA and other AI stocks weighed in on the markets, Laura Kantner has those numbers.
Warner Brothers Discovery reporting a fourth quarter loss amid a drop in advertising sales and linear TV subscribers. Warner Brothers executives vow to continue prioritizing streaming growth led by its Max and Discovery Plus platforms. Meanwhile, Paramount Global reporting solid growth in their streaming services. TV advertising spending declined, leading to a fourth quarter revenue loss. Paramount Global owns CBS, Nickelodeon, and the streaming platform Paramount Plus, which saw an increase in the number of subscribers. Stocks falling Thursday, the Dow finishing down 194, S&P 500 down 94, NASDAQ down 531. Laura Kantner, Fox News.
And one of our top stories nationally, President Trump says a lot of progress being made to end the Russia-Ukraine war. Speaking at a joint news conference with UK Prime Minister Keir Starmer, Trump said the groundwork is being laid for a ceasefire deal between the two sides and said the U.S. will be reimbursed for providing defense funds for Ukraine, citing that minerals deal that he made with President Vladimir Zelensky.
Yeah, when they went into that meeting today, it was really like walking on eggshells. They weren't really sure what they could say or what they should say.
Kind of tense, yeah.
Yeah, it was a great meeting, but it did have some kind of what-ifs thrown in the lineup there. Hey, there's new data on the labor market suggesting unemployment rates they're rising. Lillian Wu has more on the story.
The latest jobless numbers come in higher than expected. The number of people who applied for unemployment benefits last week matching a three-month high, surging 22,000 to 242,000. Analysts were expecting 221,000. It could reflect a softening in the labor market and also the first wave of what's likely a flood of new claims from laid-off federal employees. Some companies and nonprofit groups that lost federal funding have also had to cut staff. Government workers are paid benefits from a separate federally funded unemployment fund, but they file jobless claims in the state they live in. Continuing claims, which run a week behind, showed a small decrease, 1.86 million. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
All right, just about 4:15 here. We'll get our first quick check of the roads and weather for you this afternoon. This traffic and weather update brought to you by ECUA. ECUA Bulk Waste Service is now called for pickup. You can call by 2 p.m. the day before your service day and learn more at ecua.fl.gov. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on that you wouldn't normally expect. Got some backups on Navarre Parkway near Highway 87 and maybe a little bit on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. Last major spot's probably going to be Pine Forest Road traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 74 degrees right now, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be no warmer. It's going to be a sunny day, though. High of 70, low of 50.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend for the parades, of course. Cruel Rex over
right there. Kind of a tongue twister.
Yeah. Cruel Rex over on Pensacola Beach Sunday. Don't forget about that one. That's always a goodie.
Yeah.
That is always a goodie. But let me tell you something. Once you get over there, you're not going to get off that island.
You got to commit, right?
So plan accordingly.
Make sure you're all in.
Absolutely. Make sure you got everybody together there. But it's always a hoot. Shelly Johnson will be over there from Island Times kind of orchestrating the movement. I know, but it's always a fun time. So take it out and get the family all loaded up there Sunday afternoon over on Pensacola Beach for the crew of Rex.
Well, we also had a texter just now drop in, and you're always more than welcome to text 850-437-1620. We appreciate the input. Texter saying, do you think the night parade will be a kid-friendly environment? I'd say so.
Oh, it always is.
Yes.
Oh, it always is. Here in Pensacola, you really don't have to worry about that too much.
Right.
Different situation. Now, I'm going to New Orleans for Sunday's Bacchus Parade. I'm going to be over getting over there for the whole rolls on Sunday.
Yeah.
That's a different story.
Yeah, that's a bit
we're
out of
talking
your
about a different, little bit different environment. Luckily, my family has a home there in Napoleon, St. Charles, so we don't have to worry too much about that, but it should be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to this weekend.
Yeah, it should be fun for me, and then I think what you're doing in New Orleans is a bit above my pay grade, but I hope you have a blast as well.
How can you not have a blast in New Orleans during Mardi Gras?
Yeah, it's kind of synonymous.
No, that isn't even in the vocabulary. It is nothing but les bon temps roulés. I get a kick because Brent, when we do these parades, he always talks to some guy, go, hey, well, what are they talking about when they say, and I forget who he's talking about. I don't know if one of our staff members is from New Orleans? Or
he's talking to Jordan.
Is
Jordan
he from
Glass.
New Orleans?
No, I don't believe so.
I didn't think so either.
He went to Navarre.
I was going, what are they talking about? Well, I'll tell you what they're talking about. They're talking about a great time. Bacchus. Endymion rolls Saturday night. Bacchus rolls Sunday. Those are your two biggies. Bacchus is going to be a real hoot, and I will be catching that one uptown New Orleans on Sunday night.
Alrighty, and a court order that had set a midnight deadline for the Trump administration to release frozen foreign aid funding has been put on hold by Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts. The Justice Department filed an emergency application yesterday saying it didn't have enough time to unfreeze the $2 billion in aid money despite being ordered to release it 2 weeks ago.
Alrighty, new files. And I've been watching this very closely, the Fox Close files for us. New files related to Jeffrey Epstein set to be released any minute now. I'm watching this real close. And as soon as it pops, we'll break in and let you know what's going on. Griff Jenkins has the updated details as of right now.
This release may disappoint those hoping for a bombshell and contain little more than Epstein's list of contacts without further context. And it's leaving some members of Congress up in arms. Just moments ago, Congresswoman Ana Paulina Luna, who heads up the House Oversight Committee's task force on secret document releases, posting to X that she has not been given the documents or reviewed them, meaning the documents being released today, adding this in all caps, this is not what we or the American people asked for, in a complete disappointment. Get us the information we asked for. So now we wait and see what, if anything, drops, and if whatever drops is part of a series of documents to be released.
Alrighty, 418 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some state headlines for you. All that's going on around the Sunshine State, but also in about 10 minutes, we're going to be giving away one of two pairs of Sunbelt Conference tickets today. Tickets to those men's and women's tournaments. The first pair of tickets will be given away just before 4:30, and the second pair just before 5:30. So you got to listen out for those. We'll have a prompt for you right here on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Are you feeling tired, slower, or achier than you used to? You might think it's just age, but it could be low testosterone. At Wave Men's Health, they've helped thousands of men who didn't realize their symptoms were caused by declining testosterone levels, a problem that's becoming a new norm in American men. Wave Men's Health refuses to accept this new normal. They're committed to restoring testosterone to healthy levels so you can feel like yourself again, whether at home, in the gym, at work, or in the bedroom. For years, their providers have delivered testosterone therapy tailored to each man's needs. No one-size-fits-all solutions, just real science-backed results delivered by discreet local experts. Imagine more energy, sharper focus, and newfound confidence. A same-day testosterone check and consultation is just $99. Call 850-266-7020 or visit WaveMensHealth.com today. Your prime years aren't over. They're just waiting to be unleashed. Wave Men's Health. Making it happen.
Every day, you enjoy the freedoms brought to you by the First Amendment. You can speak your mind, wear what you want. You can put a sign on your front lawn that says, vote for Bigfoot, someone you can believe in. Pray to the God of your choice, or don't. They're the freedoms that let you be you. All brought to you by the First Amendment. Freedom. Learn more at freedomforum.org.
This message is sponsored by Freedom Forum and the Florida Association of Broadcasters.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services, advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
And he suffered a severe traumatic brain injury.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
There are so many mountains to climb, and we do it together.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
Seeing Alex learning how to snow ski, that's life-changing.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Alex did it. He skied down this mountain. That's something he won't forget.
With the right support, there are no limits.
To see him on that slope and smiling like that, we'll be taking this home.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Alex Hussey, thank you for your service. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked about a recent press conference by Caroline Leavitt for the White House. Is the entire leadership team on the same page, as she says? We got a lot more information from the Pensacola Police Department about how the parade management of traffic is going to work, especially on Main and Bayfront. And we got to play Who Filed It with PJ, figuring out which bills in the Tallahassee session coming up were filed by Democrats and Republicans. He did well, by the way. Listen to all of the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before pep talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Thursday afternoon. Yeah, go ahead and smile. It's a good day out there. We do appreciate you having us on. If you're thinking about maybe buying a home or selling a home, here's those mortgage rates. They do remain below the 7% level. Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon the average rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage, 6.78%. Average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.24%. I hate doing this story because a lot of the people that I grew up with and all are surfers, and they're still surfing out on the island today, wanted to pass this on. Pro surfer is in medical-induced coma following a terrifying wipeout. Chris DeMeo has more on the story.
Mekhi McNamara was knocked unconscious after he was wiped out by a massive wave at the Banzai Pipeline in Hawaii. It's considered one of the world's most dangerous surf breaks. A group of surfers, lifeguards, and others gathered around McNamara after it happened. They helped get him to shore safely. McNamara was able to regain consciousness and was taken to a hospital where he was placed in the medically induced coma, his father asking for continued prayers. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
425 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check of your traffic and weather together. Brought to you by the Watson Law Firm. If you've been injured in a car accident, visit watsonfirm.com. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on Michigan Avenue if you're traveling westbound towards Mobile Highway. Where those two roads meet has just been miserable in recent memory. I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp, also giving us some problems at this time. And we do have some issues on Highway 90, especially if you are traveling northbound, westbound, coming over Blackwater River and heading into downtown Milton. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots. As for the weather, 74 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 70, low of 50.
Okay, Pensacola's Police Department has been accredited for another 3 years by the Florida Accreditation Commission. Here's PPD's Mike Wood.
A department can say that they train, that they have policies and procedures, they do this, they do that, but accreditors come in and make sure that is the case and make sure that we're up to par and so is our training, our equipment. Our personnel is doing what they're supposed to be doing, and we've been accredited solidly since 2018.
Okay, the commission looks at policies, procedures, training, and the department's compliance with state laws. And Mike Wood from Pensacola Police Department joins us live this afternoon, 5:12 on News Radio 92.3.
And the CDC investigating another norovirus outbreak on board a Florida cruise ship. The organization says the Holland America Line's Eurodam set sail from Port Everglades last week and is set to return on Saturday. More than 80 passengers and crew members are in isolation after contracting the virus. Those impacted have reported experiencing vomiting and diarrhea.
All righty. Florida high school student here. This is a very concerning story. The student has admitted to writing a so-called kill list of students who bullied him. Marissa Goldsmith with WFOLF Channel 35 down in Orlando has a pretty good report on this.
The school district tells us a 17-year-old student at Lake Mineola High School created a list threatening specific classmates and teachers. When school officials heard about the list, they immediately contacted the Lake County Sheriff's Office. Deputies say the student has developmental disabilities and told them the list consisted of people he claimed bullied him and he did not have any intention of harming anyone. They add the student did not have access to any weapons and did not have a violent history. The teenager was not arrested. Now, the school says that the student is facing consequences and has not returned to campus.
Man,
I feel sorry for that guy. I just emotionally being bullied like that and then having to have the situation addressed in terms of, you know, imposing suspension, something like that.
Right.
Poor kid. I really feel sorry for him.
Me too. Well, hopefully I can liven the mood here with these two tickets that we're giving away.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you go.
Yeah, to the Sun Belt Conference tournaments. They are for both men's and women's games. If you don't know, the March Madness, my goodness, the conference tournaments for these two are taking place from March 4th to 10th at the Bay Center. To win these tickets, all you got to do is text in to 850-437-1620. Again, that is text in to 850-437-1620. How about Jaguars? How about that? USA, South Alabama, local team, relatively Sun Belt team. They're hopefully going to do us proud in the tourneys. So how about you text that in? First person to do so gets those tickets.
428 News Radio 92.3. Here's your TMZ News Minute.
I'm Branson Quirk, and this is the TMZ Minute. Gene Hackman, the legendary two-time Oscar winner, was reportedly found dead at his Santa Fe home alongside his wife, Betsy Arakawa, and their dog. Authorities discovered their bodies after a welfare check, with no foul play suspected. Hackman, known for The French Connection and Unforgiven, was 93 years old. Gail King is set to join Blue Origin's next space flight, an all-women mission launching this spring. She'll fly alongside Katy Perry, Lauren Sanchez, Aisha Bowie, Amanda Nguyen, and Carrie Ann Flynn. This marks Blue Origin's 11th human flight. New details have surfaced about Michelle Trachtenberg's death. Her mother, Lana, found her unresponsive in bed Wednesday morning, just months after a liver transplant. TMZ reports Lana entered Michelle's Manhattan apartment and called authorities, who pronounced her dead at the scene. I'm Branson Quirk, and that was the TMZ Minute.
Did want to let you know, because we've already gotten a winner, and I'll get their information and get all that listed. But
happens fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, had a lot of people drop in. And if you didn't win, First of all, if you didn't win, you're not going to get a text back from me. If you won,
thanks
you will.
Thanks for playing. Thanks for playing.
Yes, thanks for playing. And an hour from now, we are going to be giving away a second pair of tickets. So just before 5:30, try to be back here and listen for the prompt once again. It'll be slightly different.
You see, there you go. There's a redeeming value to that whole dissertation about
it incentivizes you to return.
There you go. FWC officials issuing an executive order to comply with President Trump's renaming of the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America. Commission Executive Director Roger Young instructed staff members to get on it, change everything for that name change, and do it yesterday.
Fox News, I'm Tom Graham. President Trump welcoming British Prime Minister Keir Starmer to the White House today. The two leaders discussing trade, tariffs, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
We stand side by side still today, and we're focused now on bringing an enduring end to the barbaric war in Ukraine.
But the Prime Minister insisted it can't be a peace that awards the aggressor, referring there to the Kremlin. President Trump preparing to address Congress in his first joint speech since beginning his second term. Democrats have now chosen who will give their official response.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calls Michigan Senator Alyssa Slotkin a rising star. Slotkin will give the Democrats' response to President Trump's joint address to Congress on Tuesday.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz speaking from Capitol Hill. On Wall Street, stocks finishing in the red today. The Dow giving up 194 points. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Federal income tax refunds are starting to flow from the Internal Revenue Service, and you may be getting back more than expected. An Oxford Economics report says the average refund this year is just over $2,100, thanks to the IRS's increases in tax bracket adjustments. Elon Musk and the Department of Government Efficiency have released their second batch of data listing the federal contracts they've terminated as part of their cost-cutting measures, claiming a savings of $65 billion in federal funds, according to ABC News. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session lower, with the Dow dropping 193, the S&P 500 lost 94, and the Nasdaq tumbled more than 530 points. Snowflake shares popped more than 13% after the data analytics software company posted robust fourth quarter results and upbeat guidance. Crude oil futures for April are above $70 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
This is Andy Grash for the Sports Minute. Former Oklahoma player Otega Owe of Kentucky now is the only Division I player this century to score 25 or more points in a road win against the team he played for the previous season. After a hotly contested game got in the handshake line, there was a little kerfluffle. How about this? After emotionally charged conference games, do we really have to have the handshake line? I am Andy Grash.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need, ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical, plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at Georgetown Technical College on the Pensacola Expert Panel tomorrow at 10 a.m. Key Marine Center is sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service Technicians, they hire students from Georgetown Technical College. It's a dream team, so join them tomorrow at 10 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A little bit of chicken fried, cold beer on a Friday night, a pair of jeans that fit just right, and the radio, a lot of sea sunrise, see the love in my woman's eye. Touch of a precious child and
no
mother's love.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryant and Austin Price, Thursday afternoon, just feeling really good today, and thanks for having us on. We do appreciate that. I mentioned to you just a few minutes ago that I was monitoring the Fox B-roll line about the whole thing coming out about the Jeffrey Epstein files that are to be released. And I said, no, they should be released this afternoon. Ain't going to happen. And now there's a fight. Wow. Now there's a fight brewing between Pam Bondi and Kash Patel over at the FBI.
Oh, my gosh.
Already, and how many days are we into this thing? I cannot believe this. Yeah, Bondi sent a – I just got this in a second ago. Bondi sent a fiery letter to FBI Director Kash Patel today, accusing federal investigators in New York of withholding thousands of pages of Jeffrey Epstein documents. She vowed to make those pages and the whole process very transparent, very public.
Yeah.
They discovered somebody actually informed Bondi that the New York office of the FBI was hiding these documents. And now she says the FBI never disclosed the existence of those files and demanded they be turned over by 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And she says, by 8 a.m., the FBI will deliver the full and complete Epstein files to my office, including all records, documents, audio and video recordings, and materials related to Jeffrey Epstein and his clients, regardless of how such information was obtained. Bondi wrote, there will be no withholdings or limitations to my or your access. Period.
Wow.
Somebody ticked her off.
Well, I was about to say, you've talked about her kind of being like, you know, hard-nosed, feisty.
She's very authoritative.
Yeah.
And she's very matter-of-factual.
Mm-hmm.
And she's very smart, and she knows what she's talking about. I wouldn't want to be in Kash Patel's side.
Yeah.
I would not want to be in that equation at all.
Understandable.
Can you imagine?
100%.
They're probably squirming right now getting these files. Well, I'm sure tomorrow morning, Andrew will have an update on this. It should be at 7 o'clock Pensacola time.
Mm.
So they'll be feeding this down to our morning show. So Andrew will probably have this one to kind of confirm and roll out to you. By the way, rolling out, here's Fox's Jared Max with the latest Fox Sports update.
Fox Sports update.
I mean, that is well beyond half court.
And that was well beyond a wild ending between 8th-ranked Michigan State and number 16 Maryland.
No timeouts left for Maryland. They got to go. Gillespie for three. Call or no. Holloman looks the clock. Half
10 Network after Maryland missed a three-pointer to win at Michigan State, nailed it from beyond half court. Trey Holloman hit the game winner for the Spartans, who won at College Park 58-55. Top-ranked Auburn crushed Ole Miss 106-76. Seventh-ranked St. John's clinched at least a share of the Big East regular season title for the first time in 33 years. St. John's beat Butler 76-70. Vanderbilt upset 12th-ranked Texas A&M in College Station 86-84. 13th-ranked Clemson beat Notre Dame. Number 17 Kentucky over Oklahoma by a point. Wins as well for number 18 Memphis, 22nd-ranked Arizona, and number 25 BYU.
The Pistons have held the Celtics under 100. They're going to get a standing ovation here. 117-97. The crowd loves it in downtown Detroit.
On FanDuel Sports Network Detroit, for the first time since February 2008, the Pistons have won 8 games in a row. Detroit, which set an NBA record last season with a 28-game losing streak, on its way to a team-worst 14-68 record. Now the Pistons have 2 more wins this season than in the last 2 combined. 2 nights after the Pistons ended a 10-game losing streak to the Clippers, they beat the Celtics for the first time in 13 tries. 117-97. Detroit 6th in the Eastern Conference playoff standings, 4.5 games clear of a playoff spot. You can listen to and follow the Fox Sports podcast at foxsports.com or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jared Max.
Get more on the Fox Sports app and foxsports.com.
Obviously, Jared dedicated a lot of that segment to college basketball teams that are really cooking right now. I want to throw another one into the ring. Tonight at 10 p.m., St. Mary's is number 23 in the nation. They're going to Loyola Marymount. They're like 16-13 on the year, so St. Mary's should win that easily. But I want to talk about St. Mary's for a second because they're typically just West Coast Creighton. They're always good until it matters. But this season has them in the best shape they've been in a while. So to any St. Mary's fans out there, I'm rooting for you. You're still not going to win anything, but at least you'll have looked better than usual.
Okay, Jared also was very much on top of the NFL draft season, which kicks off today.
The 2025 NFL regular season won't begin until early September, but the league kicks off its draft season Thursday in Indianapolis, the annual scouting combine, like a job fair for teams to meet with prospective draftees, to watch them get tested for several football attributes, from speed to strength, from agility to athletic ability. Aside from bench pressing weight, running the 40-yard dash, 20 and 60-yard shuttle runs, players will also get tested at a vertical jump and a broad jump, and run a 3-cone drill. Thursday designated for defensive linemen and linebackers, Friday defensive backs and tight ends, Saturday quarterbacks, wide receivers and running backs, Sunday offensive linemen. Jared Max, Fox News.
And keeping with the NFL theme, Travis Kelce is returning to play for the Kansas City Chiefs next season. The star tight end confirmed to ESPN's Pat McAfee that he won't be retiring this year. Weeks after losing Super Bowl 59 to the Eagles, he reportedly told McAfee, quote, "I can't go out like that."
Another year of Taylor Swift in the press box, huh?
Seems like it. Right. Assuming their relationship goes well.
What fun and games we can look forward to this year. Okay, you did a set here. You did college basketball. We did the NFL. Mm-hmm. Okay, let me go jump over to the NBA real quick. Legendary NBA coach has ruled out a return this season. Joe Morgan has the info for you.
San Antonio Spurs head coach Greg Popovich will not return to the sidelines this season after suffering a stroke in November. Popovich met with his players Thursday before issuing a statement saying in part, quote, "I will continue to focus on my health with the hope that I can return to coaching in the future." The 76-year-old Popovich is the NBA's all-time coaching wins leader and has led the Spurs to 5 NBA titles in 29 seasons as head coach. It's been a trying year for the Spurs organization, which also found out last week that star big man Victor Wembanyama will miss the remainder of the season with a blood clot in his shoulder. Joe Morgan, Fox News.
Yeah, you know, we have this conversation about players when it seems like their career is just kind of wearing thin. We bring into question, and it's easy for us to be on the outside looking in and saying this, but we bring into question, okay, it might be time for you to hang it up. I definitely feel that way about Popovich. His prime is behind him, and I'm not talking about his health. I'm talking about his career. When you combine that with the stroke and with the recovery process for that and with the stress that comes with coaching, especially being hot-headed like he's known to be, he probably just needs to walk away.
You know, and he was very politically biased. He was very much a liberal, and he let that well be known in terms of everything he did. So I think he kind of intertwined the politics with sports, and you could probably be right when you're saying this. Maybe it's time for him to hang up his sneakers.
All righty, 445 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Brought to you by Frontier Motors. That is the only dealer Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola. That's Frontier Motors on Beverly Parkway. My voice got raspy there. Kind of had a Steve Taylor impression for a moment. Let's see. Looking at the roads here, not too much going on. We do have some backups on I-10 if you're traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. Also, some backups worsening on Palafox Street traveling northbound towards Olive Road. And Highway 90, we were already talking about issues coming over Blackwater River. But if you're passing Avalon Boulevard, particularly traveling eastbound, we've got some problems in that area developing as well. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 49 tonight. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 70, low of 50.
Amazon is implementing more AI to its digital assistant. Fox's Eben Brown has the latest in Fox on Tech.
Fox on Tech.
Amazon brings more AI to its popular assistant. At a New York City event, Amazon debuts Alexa Plus, which the company touts as a complete re-architecture of the artificially intelligent assistant many Amazon customers have come to include as part of their routines. Drawing on an Amazon user's account information such as shopping history and media consumption, along with schedule entries and location data, Alexa Plus can tell you how many books you've read while recommending restaurants and concerts based on where in the past you've gone. Working with Amazon's Echo Show, Alexa Plus can present personalized video feeds and photo galleries. And in conjunction with Amazon's Ring Home Security, Alexa Plus can summarize what your cameras have been detecting. Alexa Plus is a paid service unless you already subscribe to Amazon Prime, in which case Alexa Plus is an included feature. With Fox on Tech, I'm Eben Brown, Fox News.
And home sales are down to the lowest level on record. Pending sales dropped 4.6% in January, the lowest since the National Association of Realtors began tracking it in 2001. NAR's chief economist said the coldest January this century could have contributed to fewer buyers in the market, but high home prices and mortgage rates have also strained affordability.
Yeah, speaking of those mortgage rates, they are remaining below 7%. And Mortgage News Daily reporting this afternoon, 30-year fixed-rate mortgage numbers, 6.78% average rate on that 15-year fixed mortgage, 6.24%. Trump administration telling federal agencies to prepare for significant layoffs. Jared Halpern has more from the White House.
A memo from the White House Office of Management and Budget directs agency chiefs to prepare for large-scale firings and submit reorganization plans by the middle of March.
This country has gotten bloated and fat and disgusting and incompetently run.
Speaking at his first cabinet meeting of his second term, President Trump had Elon Musk detail plans for the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE.
If the job is not essential, or they're not doing the job well, they obviously should not be on the public payroll.
Musk says he still believes DOGE can save $1 trillion in government spending. That, he says, will require $4 billion of savings a day. At the White House, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
And 447 here, around this time every hour, I'd like to remind you of your stock numbers. Wall Street closing lower following today's news on tariffs. At the closing bell, the Dow fell 193 points to 43,239. S&P 500 lost 94 points to 58,61. And the NASDAQ dropped 530 points to 18,544.
Okay, Representative Alex Andrade sponsored a new bill that would make it easier to get medical marijuana cards and allow cardholders to grow up to two marijuana plants at their home. House Bill 555 also allows renewals of medical marijuana cards to extend every 2 years rather than the approximately 6 months required as of right now under current law.
And the Department of Agriculture says it will invest $1 billion to try and stop the spread of bird flu and bring egg prices down. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins wrote in the Wall Street Journal Wednesday that it's part of a five-part strategy that includes upgrades at poultry farms and financial relief to farmers severely affected by the outbreak. The aim is to see the egg market stabilize over the next 3 to 6 months.
Okay, we've talked about this before, but it's getting worse, so please listen up here. Escambia officials are warning that text messages claiming to be from SunPass are a scam. Simply put, here's how it works. The victim's asked to click on a link to make an urgent payment to avoid fees, but the money that you pay does not go to SunPass. It goes to a knucklehead scammer. Officials urge anybody receiving this type of text not to click on the link. A fake text message can be reported to the Federal Trade Commission. Here's the number, reportfraud.ftc.gov. Don't click on the link.
And in today's politically divisive climate, diplomacy is always welcomed. Well, King Charles inviting President Trump for a state visit to the UK. British Prime Minister Keir Starmer brought a letter from Charles to Trump during their meeting earlier today in the Oval Office. And Trump said the King is a wonderful man. He accepted the invite to Windsor Castle, and this would be the first state visit of Trump's second term.
Yeah, very interesting. Speaking of Trump at all, the Trump administration has paused foreign aid contracts. Well, those paused contracts, well, they now say they can continue. They had paused them. Now they're going to crank them back up here. Ryan Schmelz has the details from Capitol Hill.
The Supreme Court pausing a federal judge's order that requires the Trump administration to pay foreign aid funds to contractors and grant recipients after the administration put USAID grants on hold. Chief Justice John Roberts didn't give a reason for the order, but it should give the court more time to deliberate. This comes as the Trump administration plans on cutting 90% of USAID contracts and $60 billion in foreign aid, as the administration is focused on reforming and eliminating alleged waste in the agency amid criticism from Democrats who say some of the targeted programs provide essential services like humanitarian aid. On Capitol Hill, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
All righty, 4:50 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, we have yet another development in the whole Menendez brothers and their journey to potential release. Details on that and more coming up in just a couple minutes.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Every year, Steve Faircal climbs the stairs of the John Hancock Center in Chicago, 94 floors to the top.
It's called the hustle up the Hancock.
It's hard to believe when you watch Steve today that a few years ago, his lungs were failing and he was fighting to survive.
For 8 hours a day, someone was pounding on my chest to try and keep my lungs clear. I honestly don't think I had more than a couple weeks to live.
That's when Steve received the gift of life, a double lung transplant made possible by an organ donor.
After I got my new lungs, I started doing things that I had never been able to do. I never knew that breathing could feel this good.
Steve climbs to honor his donor and to raise awareness for organ, eye, and tissue donation.
Wouldn't you like that when you left this beautiful planet, that you could save a few lives on your way out? It's an incredible gift.
Imagine what you could make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. This Monday, after the Pensacola Morning News at 9, join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Join them this Monday, right after the Pensacola Morning News at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi there. I'm Mia. I'm air.
You're air?
Yeah. I just got out of the lungs of someone smoking a cheap little cigar outside a bodega. Oh, it was so smoky in there. And where there's smoke, there's
fire.
Cancer.
Oh.
Yeah. Little cigars might taste sweet, but they still kill. I'm supposed to be helping people, not unhelping them.
You mean hurting.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm a bit of an airhead.
Little cigars are just as dangerous as regular cigarettes. Find out how to quit today at tobaccofreeflorida.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now, with Chris and Austin, on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
A hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care. Pour me something tall and strong. Make it a hurricane before I go insane. It's only 12:30, but I don't care.
You don't care.
I don't care. It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. If you noticed, I let that one play a little bit longer than I usually would like it to play because it's a darn good song. Alan Jackson song.
Yeah. And it is 5 o'clock somewhere. And in fact, it's fixing to be 5 o'clock here in about 6 minutes.
All right. Here's something really, really cool. It's happening tomorrow night. Stargazers, rejoice. You are in for a real treat. Tomorrow night, you can experience a rare planetary parade. The event is a cosmic phenomenon that involves the alignment of 7 planets: Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune. You could easily spot 5 of the planets with the naked eye, but you're going to need a good telescope to catch Uranus and Neptune. Best time to catch the alignment will be right after sunset. In other words, if you're out for the parade tomorrow night, downtown Pensacola, might want to check this out.
Yeah.
I can see the people in the parade route with their binoculars. What's I looking at?
Yeah.
That's an idea. Just an idea for you. Just do that out there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, it is. It's something, and, you know, maybe you're heading to the parade lineup, or maybe you're waiting for the parade to come to you. And yeah, you can look
it's
up.
It's always an excuse if somebody walks up to you, you know, say, "What do you got those binoculars for? You don't know about the planetary parade tonight?
Yeah, come on,
where are you been?
What, are you blind?"
Okay, major announcement here: Mayor of Los Angeles continuing to face scrutiny over a controversial firing. You know, the fire chief. She fired her fire chief over the handling of the wildfires. Fox TV affiliate KTTV Channel 11 has more on the story.
Mayor Karen Bass was in Boyle Heights to tout a center for workers who have lost income because of the fires, but couldn't escape questions about her leadership.
What is most important is that we are cooperating with each other, and the recovery is moving fast.
Tensions have been rising between Bass, some city council members, and firefighters over the mayor's firing of LAFD Chief Kristen Crowley. Tanya Crabb, the interim president of the Los Angeles Women of Fire Service, telling Fox 11,
"I believe the mayor is taking blame away from herself and trying to place it on Chief Kristen Crowley."
But Bass is standing by her decision and dismissing criticisms she didn't consult other city leaders. Chrissy Fajardo, Fox News.
All righty, just past 4:55 here. We'll get one last very quick check of the roads and weather for you. A lot of it's just in your usual spots on Highway 90, Gulf Breeze Parkway, that sort of thing. Do have backups increasing worse than usual on I-10, traveling westbound passing the I-110 North Ramp, and have some developing on Blue Angel Parkway. That's if you're traveling northbound towards Highway 98. As for the weather, 77 degrees, low of 49. Tomorrow, it's going to be a beautiful day, high of 70, low of 50.
Listen, the Trump administration is trying to get a real grasp on this air traffic controllers and the mishaps that we've seen recently between airlines, private jets, things like that. The new Secretary of Transportation visited the FAA school in Oklahoma City today, where air traffic controllers go to train. Jessica Rosenthal has more.
After Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy toured the FAA school, where air traffic controllers go to train, he said in order to boost retention, they need to offer students more money.
Currently, the students are paid $17.61 an hour. By the way, you might be able to go to Walgreens and make that, right? So we're going to bump it up to $22.84 an hour.
He likened ATC's technology and systems to a rotary phone and said while redundancies keep the skies safe, it's clear air traffic control nationwide is in need of a major upgrade.
It will be in the billions that we have to ask Congress for. And again, I don't think we can do this piecemeal.
Duffy said some aspects of training need to be expedited, like getting people their test scores back more quickly. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Ann mentioned this before the break, the family of the Menendez brothers speaking out to advocate for their release from prison. Anna Maria Baralt, cousin of the brothers, said that they have expressed a ton of remorse for years, and many people have highlighted the positive things they've done behind bars. Yesterday, California Governor Gavin Newsom ordered the parole board to investigate whether releasing the brothers would pose an unreasonable risk to the public.
Okay, 458 News Radio 92.3. It's been about over a week. Well, it was Wednesday a week, so we're looking at 8 days or so, the SS United States left the port of Philadelphia. The tugs and ship are heading to Mobile, of course, where it will be cleaned and prepped for sinking off the coast of Destin. Okaloosa County bought the liner last year, as you know, for $10 million with plans to sink it as an artificial reef. The ship should be crossing into Florida water sometime late tonight. As they were saying, it was going to be like late Monday night. Forget that. I got the numbers, and I'm tracking the darn ship right now. I don't know what they're talking about, but I can tell you at this point, the ship is located right at the Key West, right there at Key West.
Oh,
it's moving in, getting ready to move into the Gulf of America. It's moving at 5 miles per hour, so it'll be moving into the Gulf and then hanging a right. directly for Mobile Bay and up to the Mobile shipyards and then eventually over to Destin. But anyway, that's where the ship is this afternoon. Telling me it's going to be in there Monday morning. They must be out of their minds. If you want to track the ship, and you too can be like I am and go after these guys and make fun of them, here it is. share.garmin.com/share/SS United States. And you got to put in SS United States in uppercase or it will not play with you.
Right.
It just will just shut you down and say, forget it. It's not right. Okay, once again, share.garmin.com/share/SS United States and track the ship as it makes its way to Mobile.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.